of Aleph, that Hashruni Nidin Kekarmeli Chai, that Hashruni, that's this wine from Shruni that has the same look like wine of Carmel, that's Chai, that's real wine. There is this diluted wine of Shruni had the same strength, the same color as the wine from Carmel, even when it's not diluted. For Leimozig, Chadish V'lo Yosh, when it's new and not old wine. Om Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdini, V'kulam Ein Doit Kemoisim Ela B'Kais Tveria. Could only examine this in a plain, like cup from Tveria. Samora says, my time, what's the reason? Om Rabbi says, Shakola Lom Kulay Mach Zeglub. All the rest of the cups, they hold the lug. Is oisim oisim imenu shnei lugin. You make from it two lugim. Like a cup that contains a lug is made of a mono. A cup that holds a lug, it's oisim mono, means it comes from 100, it weighs 100 zuz. Shnei lugim, a cup that holds two lugim. Oisim oisim amasayim, it comes made out of from 200 zuz. Kais Tveria, the portion, a plain, simple cup from Tveria, afilu machzik shnei, even holds shnei lugim, oisim oisim imenu, you only make it, only has the weight of 100 zuz. Vadi the color, since it's so light, yodivei tfei, you can tell, clearly recognize the color of it very well. So you have to use this light type of a kli, worn in this light kli, then you can recognize the color very well. As Rashi says, adi the color, since it's so light, niraboy admumis hayayin, you can see clearly the color of the wine, so that's why it should be boy to get it in this type of a cup. Alright, we'll stop here. Start of Chofalif here, new Mishnah. Here, Mishnah says, Hamapeleth Chaticha. If an isha has a miscarriage, that just a piece of meat comes out, a Chaticha. A Chaticha's Otum. It means a solid piece of meat has no tzuru to it. So, she's not Tami Mishum Leida. So, therefore, the Lochri is in Yeshi Mordam. If some dam comes out with this Chaticha, then we say Tameya. Then the Lochri is that she's Tameya. Why? Because of Nida. And not Mishum Leida. Because since it's a chaticha, it's a piece of meat that's not called a leida, she has no tumas leida. The yimlav, if no dam comes out then, so then tanakam also remains tor, it's not called a leida, and therefore since there's no dam now, she's not tummy. Rabbi Yehuda says, so Rabbi Yehuda oimen no benkach or benkach tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda does know in both cases she's tummy. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. What is the yod, this chaticha, this flesh comes out, that still we say she's tmeya. Now what's going to be Hamapeles Kimin Klipa? Let's say the flesh that comes out looks like a peel. Or else Kimin Sour looks like a hair. Or else Kimin Ofer looks like dirt. Or else Kimin Yachushim. What she has is miscarriage comes out, it looks like a mosquito. So it depends. Adumim, if these things come out, they look red. So again, a real Hilchus Leida she doesn't have. Since it doesn't look like a person, she has no Tumas Leida. So it's only question if these things considered like blood, like dam, that she's tummy or not. So if they look red, so the answer is tato lamayim, put it into water, and let's see, let it soak in the water. Im nimucha, if it melts down, dissolves, and you see it looks like blood, so then tummy, then we say these pieces are like just hard blood, and she's tummy mishum nida. V'yimlav, if these things are not dissolved down into blood, so then Torah, then she remains Torah. And we said there's just some flesh coming out, and she remains Torah. It's not a lady, it's not no dam, she's Torah. What's going to be Hamapeles Kimin Dogen? Let's say this flesh that comes out looks like a fish. Or else Chagodin looks like a grasshopper. Or else Shkotzim Ramoshim looks like stam insects. So Lochari is, again, she has no tumas later, because it doesn't have a tzur, it doesn't look like a person. She's not Tami Mishum later. But it depends. Im yesh imohim dam, if the blood comes out with it, then tamei, then we say she's tamei mishum nida. V'yim lav, if the dam, if no dam comes out, then to her, then she remains tor. She has no tumas leida, no tumas nida. What's going to be hamapeles min behema? Let's say the flesh that comes out looks like an animal, chayiv yoif, or whether it's a chayiv, whether it's an oif, a bird, it looks like bein tamei bein her, whether it looks like an elephant, whether it looks like a cow, or whether it looks like a lion, whether it's tummy, whether it's tor. So the locher is here, it's called a leida. As long as it looks like a behemoth or like a knife, that's enough, I says doim, we'll see the Gemara Sukkim, that's enough doim to a person that we say it's called a leida, and should be tummy mishum leida. And therefore the locher is, that im zocher, if the surah looks like an animal, a male animal, so then teisha lezocher, she has not like she gave birth to a zocher, that she's tummy for 7 days, and the next 33 days she's tor. V'im nekeva, let's say it was nekeva what she gave birth to, you know, it looks like an animal, still teisha lezocher, she has to sit for 14 days, she has tumah, and then the next 66 days, she has yimei taira. What's going to be v'imeni a day, she doesn't know what she was mapple, but she doesn't know, she knows it looks like an animal, but she doesn't know it looks like a zocher with a nekeva. Zocher is then teishav lezocher and nekeva. She has to go lechumra both ways, minasofik, meaning to say that she's tummy for the first 14 days, maybe it was nekeva, that she only has taira up until the 40th day. She has to be afraid maybe it was a zocher, and after the 40th day, if she sees done, she'll become tummy. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that if you give birth to a tzura with a hema, that's called the leida. However, the Chachamim, that kol she'ein boy mitzuras adam, if this flesh that comes out, if it does not look like the tzura, like a person, doesn't have the tzura, the figure of a person, then einoi vlad, that's not called the vlad, and she has no tumas leida. So it only depends where the dam comes out also, she's tummy mishamida, and if no dam, she remains tahira. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, leitimer Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Yehuda says in the Reisha, that Chaticha comes out, Rav Yehuda holds she's Timayim, even though no dam comes up with it. So Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel says, the Pshat is that leitim Rav Yehuda ela bechaticha shalab min adamim. Only if this flesh has a color, a red color, like one of the four colors, that the dam would be Tamei. And therefore he says that this Chaticha is called dam. So if it looks like blood, it has a locha like dam, and therefore she's Tamei Mishum Nida. Avol shel shar min adamim. Let's say the flesh that comes out looks like a different color, not like the type of color that's Tamei. It looks like green, let's say, like white. Then locha is Torah. That's why Yehuda Meshumul said. Now, this is the concept of Yehuda. It's not the pshat that this Chaticha is called a leida, but it has a locha like dam, and only if it looks like dam. If it doesn't look like dam, she's taka Torah. For Rav Yechon says like this, no, Rav Yechon and Omar. Shel arbas mine domim. If this Chaticha, this flesh, looks like one of the four colors of blood, then divri hakotameya. Even the Chomer would agree that she's tamei mishum nida. Since this Chaticha looks like dam, we say it's cold blood, and she's tamei mishum nida. What's going to be shosham mine domim? Let's say this Chaticha looks like other colors, not like the colors of blood that she's tamei. It looks like the other colors that she saw. So divri hakotameya, everybody agrees that she remains tamei. That this Chaticha is not called dam, and therefore it's not called a leida, so therefore she remains tahira. So Yechna learns that lenechleku, where do they argue in the Mishnah? Elisha pila, where case where she has a miscarriage, she has a miscarriage of this chaticha, but v'yenir das mai pila, she's not sure what the color of that chaticha was. That's what the machlekes is. And the machlekes is like this, that Yabiyu, the son of Yud, holds that zil basa roi chatichis. Goes basa roi, there's such a roi, a chazakar, a rubid like lesser kamon, to say that the roiv chatichas shall arbas mine domim heaven, that most piece of flesh that comes out of the body of an isha, we say it must probably looks like red, it looks like the color of the blood. And therefore, minastam, minaroiv, we have right to say it was that color, and therefore she's tamanida. For Rabbanan and Sabbath, Rabbanan hold no, that loyam mina, I do not say such a roiv, I do not say loyam mina, roiv chatichas shall arbas mine domim, I do not say this roiv, they don't open this roiv. The Rashi says, "No, it's chazik lan haruba. There's no such word. This is like a svaradik roiv, a ruba de lesser kamon. They don't hold from this. It's not the statistics. It could be that a lot of times they have a miscarriage with a piece of flesh that looks like white, looks like green, not like red." Sefer of Yechumah is the machlekes. Tzmor says, "No, any, it's not true. It's not this way. That for Hakiyosi Rav Hoshi, when Rav Hoshi came in Nadoi from the city Nadoi." Also he came v'yaisa masnisim v'yod. He came and he brought a brisa in his hand. That was the way they learned the brisa there. That the brisa said like this. That what's going to be hamapelet chaticha. A lady that has a miscarriage, a piece of flesh comes out, a round piece of flesh, has no tzura, no figure to it. So, aduma, whether it looks red, shchur, whether it looks black, Yeroika, when it looks green, which is not a color that she's coming from. Ulevon, even if the piece looks white. So still, im yesh imo dam temeya. The chum hold that if other blood comes out with this, then she's coming mishum nida. V'yim lav tahira. Then your wife says, this piece of chatich is not called dam. Even though it looks like blood, it's not dam. So if no other dam comes out, she remains Torah. Rabbi Yudha says like this, ben kach or ben kach tmeya. No, it doesn't make a difference. Whether the chaticha looks like red, looks like white, still she's tamei. Since it's not like both of how we're learning before. And the Gemara says, the kurkasha l'shmul b'chada, it's a kasha on Rav Yudha Mashmul in one way, we'll soon see. Well, Rav Yechanan v'tati, there's two kashas from this brice on Rav Yechanan. And it's like this. L'shmul, according to the way Shmul learned before, b'chada, there's one question on Shmul. That Shmuel said before, true, the Rabbanan say it's Tor, but Shmuel learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Tomei if the Chaticha looks like Dam. But if it looks like green or like white, he said even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Torah. Because after what says, the Yom Shmuel, Shmuel says that Leitim Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, he said it's Tomei, Ela b'chaticha shalabas min adamim. Only if this piece of flesh looks like one of the four colors of blood. But if it looks like green or like white, he held that it's Torah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And here in the Brice it says clearly, Lokotoni, it says over here, Yuraiko Lavonia, says here if this Chaticha looks like green or like white, and still the Pligur of Yudah argues and says, no, that she's Temeya. So this Chur is not like Rav Yudah Mashmuel. So most of the Chitan and maybe you tell me, no, there's not a Kasha on this Brice to him. Because maybe Ki Pligi, when is Rav Yudah argue, maybe Ki Pligur of Yudah Adoyna Ushchera, for Yaraiko Ulavonia Loi. Maybe Rav Yudah only argues where the piece of flesh looks like red or like black, which are meaning tmeim, but where the piece looks like green or like white, maybe he agrees that she's Torah then. So Moreh says, no, that can't be. Loi doesn't argue there. So Moreh says, no, that can't be pshat. But that would be the pshat if so. Why does the Braisa bring down the case altogether that this chaticha was white or like green? Let's see. If you want to tell me, Rabbanan goes according to Rabbanan Shita, why? Hashta doim ushchera. According to Rabbanan, we're saying even though this chaticha, this piece of flesh, looks like red or like black, still matari Rabbanan hold no, it's not called dam. And she's tor. If so, did you have to tell me that you're roikul of running me boy? Like, what do you have to tell me then if the piece looks like green or like white, also she's tor rip shita? Like, madach, when the piece looks like dam, like red, still the yod, it's not called dam, so it looks like white and like green, shita's tor. Elalab, it must be the what is the price to say the loch of green and white. It must be the Rebbe Yehuda, must be according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. When Rebbe Yehuda says she's Tanei, even though the piece looks like white or like green. Or Pligi, and he argues. Therefore, this price is a kasha on Rebbe Yehuda Mashmuel. Secondly, the Rebbe Yehuchanan is a double kasha according to Rebbe Yehuchanan. The Rebbe Yehuchanan said, what? The Yom, he said like this. That Shalabas, mine domen de Riyako Tanei. Rebbe Yehuchanan said, even the Rabbanan agree. That if the chaticha looks like one of the four colors of blood, she's Temeya. They only argue where it's a suffix. If so, Hokatoni, it says over here in the Braisa, Adoim Ushchera, says still even though the chaticha was red or was black, which are colors of blood that's Tamei, or Pligi Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan say even though the chaticha came out, she had a miscarriage here, still she remains Torah. So you see the Rabbanan argue and say even though the chaticha looks like red or like black, still she's Torah. So it's not like Rabbi Yechanan. The Chitayna made the answer again and tell me no, that Ki Pligi Rabbanan are Yeroiko Levoina. When did the Rabbanan argue on only are Yeroiko Levoina? That's where the Rabbanan said that she's Tahira. Only where it's green or white, that's not a color Tanea. Aval Adem Ushchera Loi, but maybe in the case where the pieces are black or red, well that's a min Tanea, that even the Rabbanan agreed that she's Tanea. So where it says no, if that would be the Pshat, El Adem Ushchera Laman Katanilo. So why does the Braisa have to say the case where the pieces were red or like black? Who is it going according to? Elaine, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's saying these colors are Tameya. Why? Hashti Yuraiko Levoina Tameya Madach Rabbi Yehuda, even though the piece of flesh looks like green or like white, which is not a min Tameya. Still he holds it has a look like Dam she's Tameya. If so, Adoyim Ashroi Miboy, do you have to tell me that it looks like red or like black, which is the real colors of Dam, that she's Tameya? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to tell me this. Elo lav, it must be Rabbanan, going according to Rabbanan Shita. Or Pligi, still the Rabbanan argue. So you see, according to Rabbanan, even though the piece of flesh here looks like red or like black, which are mine dam and temeim, still according to Rabbanan, she remains Tahira. So it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. So who are these brides that they brought down as a kasha on both of them? So where is it like this, true? Ela rather Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak. Nachman says Nupshat. A Nupshat now Mishnah the Machlokes again when Isha was Mapil Matelas Chaticha, where she's Mapil this Chaticha, and there's no dam that the Chum says she's Torah and the Yudah says she's Tumeya. What's the Machlokes? Now could be everybody agree that this Chaticha is not called dam by itself. We don't give it the same dam, the Chaticha itself. It's called flesh. It's not called dam. So even according to Yudah, no matter what color it is, she is not tummy because of the chaticha itself. So what's the machlokes dom? Machlokes says b'ef shel psichas hakever b'lo dam. Is it possible that something could pass through her womb and dam does not come out? That's called is it possible to have a psichas hakever? Hakever means here her womb. Is it possible that the womb should open up and no dam should come out? Kamifagi. And really, the pluk to them machlokes reviewed in the rabban. The same machlokes tani tano adis tanoim. The tani would learn like this. What's going to be kosher? Anisha is having labor pains, and she sees twice in a row, 2 days in a row, dam, and she's in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim, they need a lanida. So halacha is, like after she finishes a nida, the next 11 days, she could become a zava. So here she saw 2 days in a row, dam, but she was having labor pains. So now kosher shnayim will mishlishi hapila. On the third day she gave birth. But the end of your day, or she had a miscarriage, V'yeni yudas ma'apila, she does not know what happens. Rashi says, first of all, she does not know if any dam came out when she had the miscarriage. And also, she does not know what it was that came out of her. Rashi says, v'imruach bi'amru, was it a vlad, that fetus, that gives her a shame, or yoledis, that she's tummy mishum yoledis? Or maybe there was only like ruach, just like wind. The placenta was just full of wind that came out, and then we say she's terror. So she doesn't know what came through her womb. So I call upon him, something did come through. So the halachas are like this. We have before ones that if an isha gives birth or sees dam, a ziva, while she's giving birth, she doesn't become tummy. The halacha of dam ziva has to come out by itself and not because of labor. If because she has these labor pains and then she gives birth, and then she, during these days, she sees dam ziva, she doesn't become tummy. But if here what she was mapa was not a vlad, it's not called a labor, then she would become tummy. So here, it's a question, what halacha is she? That we have a doubt like this. On the tzaddik said that she saw dam when she had this miscarriage, and also if the miscarriage is not called a leda, it's only called a ruach, so then she would become tamei zava. Because she saw 2 days before, now she saw today, and it comes out that these leda pains were like false, it wasn't the real leda, therefore she has a tumas zivra on her. The other tzaddik know that maybe what came out was really a vlad, was really a fetus, and therefore she's telling me, show me your lettuce. But there's also a doubt that maybe neither happened. Maybe no dam came out, and maybe also what came out was a fetus. Well, was not a fetus, was only a ruach. So in this case, she's not telling me at all. She's not telling me, shum zova, because she didn't see the third day. And she's not telling me, shum neither, because no dam came out. And she's not telling me, shum your lettuce, because it's not called ruach. That's the subject of what happened. So the machlokes tanoim, it says over here the word, the